In this country, even hardcore jazz fans may not know his name, but in his native Italy, he's a big deal. He is jazz pianist Stefano Bellani. He sells out major concert venues in Italy like a rock star. And he's also a beloved television personality and a published author. Christopher Livesay caught up with the musician in Rome and gives us this introduction.
When he sits down to do an interview, Stefano Bellani wants you to know who he is and what he's about.
Hello, hello. My name is Stefano Bellani. I'm a human being.
Though he does look a bit like the Cheshire Cat, with a big grin, a beard, and a bushy ponytail a la Frank Zappa, one of his big influences. Bellani is also a natural-born entertainer. As a kid, he idolized old-school showmen like Frank Sinatra and Italian pop star Renato Carosone.
He was a piano player, a singer, he was a funny guy, but he was also graduated in classical music, so a kind of complete musician.
Tuo padre americano, 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 ma si nati in Italy.
And that's what I wanted to be. And I started playing classical music as any good boy, but then I discovered jazz music when I was 11 years old. And first, I fell in love with the bebop, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Bud Powell, all these cats from the 50s. And then it just went on, and I just started listening to everything I could. Started improvising. Very lucky because I started playing professionally when I was 15 years old.
By 18, he was playing keyboards for Italy's biggest pop stars. All that changed in 1996 thanks to trumpet player Enrico Rava, an Italian jazz icon.
I had this gig in Paris. I called him. He told me that he couldn't do it because he had this tour with his Italian popular singer. And I told him, listen, if you do it because you like it, okay, you know, do it. But if you do it for the bread, somebody that plays like you, in a short time you're going to become famous and make much more money. So he said, okay, let me think about it. About 15 minutes later, he called me and said, okay, you're right, I come to Paris. You know, that's exactly the way it happened.
Since then, Rava and Bellani have recorded and performed together numerous times. Pianist Stefano Bellani has a seeming encyclopedic knowledge of music, spanning well beyond jazz. Randall Klein is the founder and artistic director of the San Francisco Jazz Festival. He's booked Bellani and seen his ability up close.
He just had the audience, you know, free for all, shout out any song from any genre that they wanted to hear. And so, you know, went from arias to national anthems to pop tunes to jazz songs. And he just, you know, took like 10 requests in order and played a medley, you know, from memory. So there was just a way of seeing both his personality and his virtuosity kind of work together.
Stefano Bellani is nothing if not confident, something very evident on his popular TV show. In one episode, he played movie themes off the top of his head as actors improvised characters.
No, so solo che ti amo.
Red!
Questa è la tua disgrazia!
Grazie della battuta! Red, Red! Se tu te ne vai, cosa ne sarà di me? Che farò?
Trumpeter Enrico Rava became aware of another of Bellani's talents while on tour. Rava was driving when Italian radio called asking for an interview, so he handed his cell phone to Bellani.
And I said, please do it yourself, saying that you are me. So he did this whole interview, talking like me, saying the same thing I would say, because when he imitates, it's so good, because he is not just imitates your voice, but also your way of saying things, and nobody ever found it out, you know? It was incredible.
But Rava worries that Bellani is getting distracted by too many different endeavors. Did I mention the pianist has just published a novel? Bolani says seeing and hearing the possibilities in many different things is what jazz is all about.
Jazz music is exactly made of present tense. I want to go there, I go there. I want to improvise and play a chord which is a strange chord. I play the strange chord. I want to sing a song. I sing a song. I want to play a popular song from the 20s. I do it. I want to play some Brazilian music even if I'm not Brazilian. Yes. You know, just leave your own music.
And with a seemingly boundless curiosity, Stefano Bolani has made a wide range of music his own. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Livesay.